It is indeed a great pleasure for me to introduce to you my old friend, Ted Locke, known to you and Midden as Lum of the team of Lum and Abner. Ted.
Mr. Chairman, Governor McMahon, officers of the state, members of the legislature, and friends. It's with great pride and due humility that I appear here before you this morning. I'm deeply touched by this recognition. I'm very sorry that Norris Goff, my partner, couldn't be with me this morning. He was disappointed he couldn't make the trip. He enjoys a thing of this kind. I know the last time we went on a trip like this, we went back to Mr. Truman's inauguration in Washington. And he just had an uncommonly good time. Just enjoyed himself something wonderful. When I first got there, he was a little bit uneasy and worried. He thought we ought to let Mr. Truman know we were there. He might not be expecting us there for the inauguration, but like I told him, didn't have to worry about that because a lot of people didn't expect Mr. Truman there neither. What our inauguration was till I explained it to him. I told him it's where every 4 years you swear a Democrat into the White House. Of course, Mr. Truman wasn't living in the White House then. He was staying over at the Blair House. But I think when he can get his piano moved and get that shooting stopped, he's going to move back across the street. Now, there's something I don't understand. Why in the world they'd want to shoot at him? He never has done nothing. But you can always depend on Abner. Him there, you know. He got in an argument. Some fellow pointed out Washington's monument to us. He got in an argument about that. Claimed in the first place it never looked like him. And in the second place, they drove the wrong end in the ground. He always says the wrong thing. Like somebody asked him the other day what he thought of the Korean situation. He says, I don't believe it ever would have happened if Mr. Truman had been alive. But folks are just too critical nowadays. Now, like that letter Mr. Truman wrote the other day, that music critic. Now, I don't think he ought to be blamed about that. If you had a daughter that's unlike Margaret, you'd be mad, too. Father Margaret and I, she took it good-natured. Just the same, I noticed for Christmas, she gave him an incinerator that looked like a mailbox. But seriously, I'm honored with this recognition from you good people of Arkansas. You know, I'm proud that this is my home state. Born over here in Polk County. As a matter of fact, this is the first time I've ever really seen Little Rock. I've been here before, but it's the first time I've ever actually saw it. My folks used to come here once or twice a year to do their trading, and me and my brother used to look forward to it for weeks. And then when we'd get right out the edge of town, we'd get scared and lay right flat down in the bottom of the wagon bed with our eyes shut. All the way through town and spend the rest of the day in the wagon yard, but I just never have saw Little Rock. It's nice, and there's a lot of nice people here. Now, a lot of folks think that folks from our section over there are slow thinkers. Well, that ain't altogether true. They might take a little time in answering you if you ask them a question, but they're thinking all the time. They're thinking ahead. But every thief drunk now is coming down from Fort Smith down to back home there on the Kansas City Southern. And he was setting up in the smoking car. Then eating salted peanuts he bought from the news bush. Have to get up and take a drink of water every few minutes. Every time he'd get up, he'd wind his watch. He wanted everybody to see he carried a watch. He'd hear it all over the car. And he just polished off another sack of peanuts and got up to get another drink out of the cooler and wound his watch and sat back down looking out the window. And the young fellow behind him tapped him on the shoulder and said, "What time is it, mister?" The old man turned around and looked him over. A long time. Turned back around and started looking out the window. The young fella tapped him on the shoulder again and says, "What time?" He says, "Don't yell at me. I ain't deep." "But I hear you. What time it was, because never wanted to make you mad." "If you make me mad, I want to know what time it is." He says, "It would have even." Now, this is the way they think. He said, "If I'd have told you what time it was, you'd have more than likely come around here and sit down. We've got to talk and got pretty well acquainted. You'd ask me my name, and I'd have told you my name's Ezra Seastrump. I live down in Pine Ridge. One of these days, you'd have been driving through Pine Ridge, and you'd have happened to think, well, here's where old Ezra Seastrump lives, and you'd have come by the place to see me morning. And I'd have been proud to see you, and I'd ask you to stay for supper. And you'd have more likely stayed. And you'd have met my daughter, Jussie. Uncommonly pretty girl, too, there in Pine Ridge. And said you'd have got the spark in her, and directly you'd have fell in love, and first thing you know, you'd have asked her to marry you. So you'll have to speak to my pa about it. Said you'd have come to me, sin's going to have made you mad, for I don't want nobody for a son-in-law to carry a watch." Ladies and gentlemen, for a long time, my partner and I have wanted an opportunity to the good people of Arkansas for their loyalty and support and encouragement. Thank each one of them individually. Of course, that's difficult. But I know of no better way of people they shouldn't to represent them. You. For 20 years, we've tried to take good, clean, down-to-earth, wholesome American life as we know it here in Arkansas. These characters, Plum and Adam. We have those in the small towns that visit with old friends. To the city, a pleasant departure, like going back home again. We hope kind of life that those who know don't want to forget. And those who don't would like to know. And that's the American way of life. I only wish that all the people of America could see their goal clearly and hold it as firmly as the good people of Arkansas. You folks, legislature gathered here this morning, grave responsibility during the present world crisis. May God bless you and guide you, give you strength and the courage to see it through.